USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is deploying 3,000 U.S. troops to Romania, Germany, and Poland in answer to Russia continuing to build up military around Ukraine. Texas Republican Congressman August Pfluger joins Fox News, where he was asked if this move will deter Russia. He thinks Russia is posturing the invasion because of its view of the Biden administration.
You have to look at the administration and see the weakness on energy policy, on the Nord Stream pipeline, the weakness right here at home on our southern border, weakness when we had the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. So while the troops may send a strong signal to Russia, to Putin, deterrence happens every single day, and the president has been weak.
President Biden is set to be in New York City on Thursday to meet with Mayor Eric Adams to discuss gun violence. USA Radio News.
Do you suffer from joint pain, knee pain, arthritis? Pick Billy Gerard for Revive One, the roll-on pain reliever. Just shake it, roll it on, and feel the relief. I love snowboarding, but my knees, they feel the pain. Revive One pain reliever changed all that. Shake it, roll it on, and I'm right back on the slopes. Gail G, she said that Revive One relieved her pain and helped her and her husband enjoy their walks again. Put an end to your pain with Revive One. Try Revive One on your pain risk-free. Go to painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland, all one word, .com. Use discount code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Revive One is so confident it'll work for you, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Go to painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
The start of the sentencing trial for Florida school murderer Nicholas Cruz is being delayed. It was set to begin later this month, but now it's being postponed until at least April. Both the prosecution and defense have asked for more time to prepare. Cruz pleaded guilty last year to 17 murders and 17 attempted murders at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School nearly 4 years ago. Jurors will be asked to decide if he receives the death penalty or life in prison without parole. The team formerly known as the Washington Redskins has a new name.
The Washington football team has introduced the new name and logo of its NFL franchise, the Washington Commanders. The new president of the Commanders is Jason Wright, a black American, first to hold such a title in the NFL. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Family, friends, and fellow officers attend a second funeral within a week for an officer, again at St. Patrick's Cathedral Wednesday morning, this time to say goodbye to fallen NYPD officer Wilbert Mora. Mora was 27-year-old when he died in a hospital after being shot during an ambush while on duty last month in Harlem. New York City Mayor Eric Adams making remarks at the service, praising New York City police and calling for the city to support them.
Every day that I walk the streets of New York, the people of this city reminds me, support our police and let them know we appreciate them. New York, New Yorkers understand the risk and sacrifice you make every day, and we applaud you for that.
After experiencing dizziness and fatigue, Senator Ben Ray Lujan, a Democrat from New Mexico, suffered a stroke this past Thursday. Speaking during comments on the Senate floor, Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, gives an update on his condition.
Our thoughts, our prayers, our most fervent well wishes go out to Ben Ray and his family. I was glad and relieved to hear that he is expected to make a full recovery, and all of us are rooting for him every step of the way, between now and the day he makes his return to the Senate.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.